Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Louder!
Hold from the edge and I'm thinking, baby, 6 feet ain't so far down.
Yeah!
I'm so far down.
Yeah! Yeah!
Everybody, good job. Let's go win a Super Bowl.
Let's do it.
Now that's a Super Bowl performance by everybody.
Oh, come on. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That was pretty good.
That was different than Radio Row.
Yes, we didn't get as many people singing with us.
You know, I think we're going to need Herb on this side because he's right by the speakers.
No, I'm good right here.
No. Herb, if your mic is in front of the speakers, we're going to get feedback. Please just bring him over here. It's okay. Yeah, Herb, you got to come back up here. It's
right here.
No. Put him back here. We can't have this. I don't want to have the mic in front of the speaker because we get feedback. It's going to ruin it.
Yeah. I'm with you. I just don't want it to be intense.
No, I was looking at them. Yeah. I just wanted them to come over here.
Yeah.
All right, so Herb from the Northeast is here.
Very excited.
And 2 years ago when the Super Bowl happened, Herb gave a very impassioned hype speech. And Herb thought it was appropriate that he give another hype speech. Herb, take it away.
HR from the Northeast. Right. The greatest fans are right here in Philadelphia at Chickie and Pete's at Broad and Packer. We're right here. We're ready to get that trophy coming down Broad Street on Monday. I go way back from Jaworski, Harold Carmichael. I go back even before then. I've been watching these games since 1960, 61, when I was 7, 8 years old. Okay? I've been with Reggie White. I've been with Buddy Ryan. I've been with Seth Joyner. All the brothers. Eric Gowan. Okay? Is in the Hall of Fame.
This guy.
Don't leave out the exciting ones.
I was at the Super Bowl in 2005 when we lost by 3 points to the Patriots.
Damn.
But we got even when I had open heart surgery 7 years ago. I had two operations. These guys know about it. I pulled through.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Give it up for her pulling through and not dying.
And now I'm back. talking Eagles football 24/7, okay?
All right.
Everybody knows me from the Wells Fargo.
All right.
Okay?
I know you from the afternoon show.
Now's the time. We got the best team in football. Number 26, number one, number 11, number six.
Smitty.
Let's bring it home. Let's bring that trophy home and bring it right up here.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were doing.
To Chickie and Pete's. Bring it home. Give me an E.
E.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a G.
G.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an S.
S.
What's that spell?
Eagles.
All the way.
There he goes. That Herb from the
Nuggets. Give me a score. Give me a score, Herb. Give me a score.
What's the score going to be?
What's the score? What's the score?
I'm predicting
48-29.
Wow. Yeah. Give it up for Herb in the Northeast.
Yes.
You didn't think it was going to land the planes.
I didn't think we were ever going to bring it home, to be quite honest with you. I was pretty sure we were going to get a lot more than that.
I thought that was going to be the end of the show.
Yep.
Well, when he said he knows the brothers, I just didn't know where we were going after that.
He included Buddy Ryan in that.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
What a guy.
This show is something else.
One of one. Don't show that hype speech to Mahomes.
Yep.
Show it to the team, man.
Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shout the home team at Marsh, your engagement destination. Online at marsh-jewelers.com. What happens Sunday? Eagles by 10. Eagles win a close game. Chiefs win 54.2%. Eagles by 10. 33.1%. Eagles win a close game. My favorite part of Herb's speech was all the different people that know him.
Yep, everyone knows him.
Yep.
So
the people of the Wells Fargo Center.
We're going to put that on. That's going to be all over.
Yep, yep.
That's going to be on Twitter.
Yep.
I'm sure the YouTube.
Yep.
What? Well, he's talking about everybody knows him from the Wells Fargo Center. No, they know you from
the
WIP.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
Yes.
Lock in. And then, I like that you start with, this is HR in the Northeast.
And then last thing, that was my favorite, because it was all my favorite, was just the phrasing of, I've been with Seth Joyner. Right. I've been with Reggie White. It's like, wow. Yeah.
My favorite part was, he's like, I've been watching the Eagles since 1960-1961. And, like, obviously, what are you supposed to respond to that with? Besides, one guy in the back goes, bleep, yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, what a
show.
Were the
TVs around in 61?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, did everybody have a TV?
I don't know if everybody did, but there were definitely TVs in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. I say that very assuredly. I kind of know. What a room here at Chickie's and Pete's. By the way, Ava will be here afterwards for a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally, giving away Eagles merch, tickets to the home opener next year. Who knows what that home opener is going to be if we win this game on Sunday?
I found out. Did I see something yesterday that we're not in Australia?
It's 2026.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 2026.
No, I thought 2020. No, I don't think we're in Australia 2026. They announced the Rams and one of six other teams, and we weren't one of the six teams.
Oh,
that's
out.
What I thought. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I know they're going to Dublin next year.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to Australia.
They are going to Dublin next
not
year?
Not the Eagles. It's the NFL's playing their first game in Dublin.
Oh.
215-592-9494. Our friend Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
First of all, shout out to Eric Allen for making the Hall of Fame. My favorite player growing up. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
By the way,
Jeff.
Looks great. Looks great, Eric Allen. Yep. He really does. Yep.
I'm sure he's aged much better than most of us. Jack, you're so lucky. And now I know why you did your top 5 and 5 to put Cowboy Jim at number one. He could, like, put you in handcuffs for getting up from first class to go to the bathroom while the damn thing is taxing, man. Like, act like you've been there before, right?
I hadn't been there before. And and it was – we still hadn't moved yet. I knew it was getting close to time. So I had about 10 minutes there. I couldn't have waited 10 minutes. So I made it a run for it. I did say everyone here knows who I am, so I pulled the "Do you know who I am?" card.
Yep, Wells Fargo Center. Yep. Everyone over there.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do in a pressure situation.
Absolutely. So, you know, you guys know I'm a numbers guy, right?
Like, sure.
I've been running the numbers on this thing. Statistical simulations, AI models, 10,000, 20,000 times, and it kept coming out the wrong way every time. KC by one or two. Then I listened to Rios, and Rios had me so fired up. So fired up. I pictured him in the middle of the Louisiana swamp with alligators coming at him, and he's screaming blood and violence.
Yeah.
Against the alligators.
The alligators are scared of Rios. Yeah.
They were running away from Rios.
Yep.
So I got it 27, 26, Eagles. I don't care what the numbers say. I don't care what Vegas says. The Birds are going to go to Vegas and win this game. Mm-hmm.
Did you say they're going to go to Vegas?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. There's not a game there, I hope they stay in New Orleans.
Who do you think got people more fired up? Rios?
By the way, I didn't hang up on you, Pat.
I know.
It clicked off. Okay.
Did Rios get people more fired up or Herb?
Oh, Herb.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Rios was number two this week. By the way, the ESPN statistical simulation has the Eagles winning 56.1% of the time. So even though the Chiefs are favored, like Elliot said, the ESPN computers have the Eagles winning 56% of the time.
I can't wait to see who the entire panel picks to win tomorrow.
Right.
I'm here on a Friday, right? When did we had the debate? Wednesday?
Yes,
I think it was Wednesday. Elliot and I. And, you know, I respect Elliot's football opinion, his knowledge. He works hard. Mm. So I figured it was a debate that was worth having. Like, I'm sitting here today and I'm saying to myself, why in the hell do we really believe the Chiefs are going to beat the Eagles other than because they have Patrick Mahomes? There's no real football reason why they're going to beat the Eagles.
Nope.
Right?
They didn't have a tougher schedule.
The Eagles are clearly the better team here. We're going to feel good Sunday night.
This is, I'm starting to get to how I felt before 17.
Yes, we're going to feel good Sunday night. And I'm telling you, Coach Sirianni, more importantly, Kellen Moore, you already got the job in New Orleans. I don't need you going out there Sunday trying to prove how smart you are. Stick to the formula that got us here to the Super Bowl. Give 26 the ball. Let the defense do what they do. Jalen will make key plays when he needs to make key plays. And you know what? We're going to get to the five-minute mark in this game, and we're going to go up double digits. We're going to go up double digits at the five-minute mark in this game, and then we're going to have to hold on to the end.
And it'll probably still get a little bit scary.
I don't know, because you know what? I think Vic Fangio learned his lesson from that Rams game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't play this umbrella coverage.
No. No, because a good enough quarterback and team is going to do that quickly.
Yeah.
A worse team, I get it. You want to make them take 10 plays. You don't want it to happen in one play.
Yeah.
But the Rams one happened in a minute.
Yeah. But the only thing is, like, this Chiefs passing offense is not explosive.
That's the one thing I was going to say. They don't have the ability to go down the field like the Rams did.
Yeah. Like, this is actually a dink and dunk offense.
Yeah. Which means it's going to take them longer to actually score.
Yeah.
We go win this game. Listen.
You're there.
Sunday night.
I knew
night,
you'd get there by then.
Sunday night.
Yep.
This city, I don't mean this literally, chill out everybody Sunday night.
Yep.
This city's going to be on fire Sunday night.
On fire.
Stay off the
but
poles.
But responsibly and not on the poles because somebody's going to get hurt.
Believe me, them poles getting greased down this weekend. You bet that. Yeah.
Mr. Shorehands, you're on WIP. What's up, Mr. Shorehands?
You know, fellas, welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes, sir.
Pour me up. It's still
he must been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice. I need me some Ike juice, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to buy a thousand shares of that good, huge idea, though. For sure.
Uh-oh.
I'm a big-time bologna eater. Yeah, I mean, the city's gonna
be come on, man.
Fire,
no Diddy,
baby.
Man. No Diddy.
What did he say?
Talking about you a big-time bologna eater, man.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, man.
I ain't
like Tommy down the shore.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Right,
yeah.
You're talking about the wrong kind of baloney. Yeah, I ain't say,
come on, Ike, where's your hat?
I didn't say Big Dirt, Big Bird, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Ike's always bringing the show into the gutter.
You got to pause me, right. What's going on, man? Blood on the grass.
That's right,
about
blood
to
on the grass.
That is that. QB1 full touchdowns, baby.
Four?
Ooh, four touchdowns.
Whoa.
He's going to get MVP if he gets four touchdowns.
Listen, the amazing, legendary, strongly rooted crew, Saquon, Super Saquon, with two tutties. You know what I mean?
Turn to the six, back. Six, that's touchdowns. Six touchdowns.
Yes.
Well, unless he throws one of them to Saquon.
51-22.
51?
Win. Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, Andrew's on
That's
TV, by
okay,
way.
Andrew on TV. Oh, my God.
And Justin right behind him. Oh, always sneaking in.
It's a come up for everyone.
Clawing the
Herb's giving the speeches.
Yep.
Justin's on TV. Mr. Shorehand's eating bologna.
Yep.
The big red dynasty falls and green flags appear all around the country.
Yep.
Reminding everybody, Eagles have always been a number one bird. Gang green, bang, bang.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
51 points.
And that mighty flight song they sang. Fly, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
No. Big old swing of this.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
No. Close.
Well, you were wrong. You got the whole song screwed
up. With the verse, one verse too early.
Rocco from the Dirty 30s here. That's exciting.
Yeah, I saw Rocco. Kenny, sort of from the Dirty 30. Also
I got Kenny's Hall of Fame card.
Oh, he does have a card. He does have a trading card.
What's up, Rocco?
Zeus from D.C. Sir. You're on WIP.
You're really part of the Dirty 30.
What's up, Zeus?
Oh, yeah. This is the moment we've been waiting for 2 years. Getting that rematch against the dreaded Kansas City Chiefs. Now,
yes.
First off, I want to shout you out, man. I took a picture with you and my family back at the training camp a few years ago. One of my favorite pictures of all time, man. You and AJ Philly, good dudes. Philadelphia legends, much love to you, brother.
Appreciate that, mate.
Now, yes, here we go. Here's what I'm thinking. Everybody's talking about Vic Fangio's record against Patrick Mahomes, 0-8. When you look at the teams that he had in Denver and you look at the team he had in Miami, he didn't have a defense as loaded with talent and as smart as this team has been this year. I think that changes everything going into this game. I'm more confident in this defense than in probably most defenses around the league. They're smart. They communicate. They're in the right places. Got those boys coached up to be dominant on the field. And let's not forget, Jalen Carter is a disruptor for a reason. You cannot stop him. Even if you try to, you create an opportunity for Nolan Smith. You create an opportunity for Milton Williams. So either way, we got dogs on that line who want to make mincemeat of their offensive line. Now, on the other side of the ball, we talk about the offense. And everybody that plays Patrick Mahomes, it seems like they get tight when they play. We know who we are. We know what our game is. We have never strayed from our game plan all season long. You want to try to stop the run? Fine. We're going to fire your ass up with either AJ or Devontae or Dallas Goedert. You try to stop the pass? Cool. All you going to do is let Saquon eat and run all up and down the field. We know who we are. Our offensive line is a bunch of dogs. They're going to stop everything. They're going to protect Jalen. No more fumbles. No picks. And we're just going to go out there and dominate that way that we've been doing all year long. Here's my final score prediction. 34-21. I think Jake is going to make a couple of two field goals to push the lead forward. And we're walking out of Sunday with the ball in hand. And we're going to take the whole damn thing. If you feel me, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, Zeus.
All right, Zeus.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Thank God they're gone. Radio Row today at 5:30.
That's definitely true.
100%
true. Nobody wanted any part of a Houston. I Sports Radio 610 in Houston, our sister station down there.
Yeah.
They are our brothers.
Team guys.
Yeah. Shout out to Figgy Fig. That's who took all the video and everything.
Yep. Yep. Their entire social team, the hosts were laughing. We love our Houston station. What's next?
Coming soon from Odyssey Podcasts. Do you always feel like people are letting you down and you are forced to constantly criticize them because of it? Well, so does Spike. Download I Have a Bone to Pick with You, Spike Eskin, where you get podcasts. Alex in Lancaster.
Is that about Jack?
Well, it's about Costos. It feels like you always have a bone to pick with a lot of people.
Well, that's the bit.
I know.
Yeah, I love Costos, but he left me hanging on 5:30 Creed.
Yeah.
He actually loves Creed. He knows the words to lots of songs, and he sat right next to me as I sang alone in the middle of Radio Row.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. What's next?
Look, everyone says the chicken is better than the steak. For years, people have picked the chicken over the steak. I've been told you can't come here and expect the chicken not to be better than the steak. I'll take the steak. Elliot ordering dinner.
That is a good one.
All week.
Yes. Yep.
Chiefs are the better team.
Today, what was his final score? Like 33-23 or something?
33-30.
Still.
You said 33-20?
33-30.
Oh, 33-30.
I thought it was bigger than that.
You know, Elliot's not really a hedger, but this week felt like a hedge for Elliot.
Oh, of course.
Saying the Chiefs are the better team and then picking the Eagles. We all know the Chiefs can win, Elliot.
Yes.
We all know. Big shocker. They've won two straight Super Bowls. You're not telling anybody anything they don't know. What's next?
That guy is coming here? The city of New Orleans after hearing Rios' call.
Yeah, y'all better get ready. I don't know if you have enough security.
And he's not going to the game.
Right.
He's not going to the game. He's going down to be amongst the people. He wanted to make sure the Rios energy was down there in New Orleans. And I agree with him.
Yeah, if we win, he's getting some credit.
Damn right he is.
For going down
there. Make that drive down there.
Absolutely. What's next?
Do you guys see why we struggled with him now? The polygraph machine.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, he beat the box.
Well, the next time we have the polygraph day, which we better have again, the goal is going to be figure out Elliot.
I know who won't be taking a polygraph the next time.
Rod Lakin.
That's Rod Lakin.
Yeah. Well, he got exposed. That's the issue.
He was trying to be a team guy, and he also thought he could beat the polygraph.
Yep.
Oh, my God. He admitted we're the favorite show.
Yep.
Well, by not admitting, and he lied about it. Oh, my God. So good. What's next?
And, as you all know, the Chiefs coach on Sunday, Hank Stram. Spike at Chickies and Pete's.
All right, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Text line.
One slip up and they won't let it go.
Yep. That one's going to last. The Tony Dungy one is going to last. Well, it's not only been a great day, it's been a great season here at Chickies and Pete's. And my hope is that we will be here Monday, not angry, but celebrating.
Right.
Not what went wrong, but what went right. And I will gladly meet everyone who told me that I was wrong about Jalen Hurts before the show. You can line up. Jack won't be standing there.
No.
Yeah. Whether he's standing there or not, he'll be taking the arrows.
Yeah, he'll get it.
I'll be shooting them.
Yeah. Jack.
After Jalen wins MVP Sunday.
Oh, yep. God.
Oh, I can't wait for the parade next week, ladies and gentlemen. I won't put the cart before the horse. You know what that means, Jack, right?
Yep.
Don't put the cart before the horse.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. He doesn't know.
He does not know.
Nope.
But it's okay.
Yep.
I do feel good about Sunday. I do feel good about Sunday, and it's not just me being an Eagles fan. I think when you get to a game of this magnitude and you got the type of opponent that we're facing, you almost want to make sure you're giving them the proper respect that they deserve. And I think we've done that enough. We respect them. But quite frankly, we're the better team. And I think come Sunday night, America's going to see what we've watched for about since week five, since after the bye week. We've watched the best team in football. And everybody else is going to get a chance to see them Sunday night. I can't wait, man. Enjoy it. Be safe out there Sunday night because, damn it, it's going to be a victory Monday. It's going to be a victory Monday.
There we go. Well, we'll be here with you on Monday to talk about it all. Talk to you then.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the touchdown, 1-2.
1-2-3.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-L, Eagles!
E-L-E-S, Eagles!
Crank it up!
Okay. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's so bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Let me hear you all say, E-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
By the way, coming up next is Jody Mack and Rob Ellis. Rhea Hughes here as well for the big pep rally at Chickies and Pete's. You know, this has been a cold winter. We're going to get more snow this weekend, more snow next week. And when it is cold out, that's when you really know that your old drafty windows are not cutting it anymore. Same thing with your doors. And we're going to have a lot more winter left. We got, you know, 6-8 weeks left, and there's going to be another winter. Guida knows. That's why Guida has extended their big winter sale through February. And it's a sale you can't miss because this is a big discount. 40% off every window and every door. That is every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which also includes free high performance low E glass. That's Ava in the background screaming. It's cool. Just listen to me. 40% off every high quality door, included insulated entry doors. Buy now, pay later with Guida's interest-free financing up to a year. But this is only through February, so don't wait. Call Guida. Get all the details. 877-GO-GUIDA. Schedule a free in-home estimate or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.